This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Up to a foot of snow could fall on the Denver metro area through this afternoon. A winter storm dumped several inches of snow along the Front Range overnight. Snow is expected to continue through the day today. Travel conditions remain dangerous. National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Koopmeiners says to expect stormy conditions to last through this evening.
It'll be a prolonged, mainly light snowfall, and with a cold air mass in place, it'll create havoc for travelers.
Boulder and Fort Collins are expected to see the most snow. Most Front Range communities will see highs in the mid-teens today. An Aurora City Council member may be facing a censure vote after calling for the police chief's removal. While appearing on a talk radio show, Council Member Danielle Jurinski demanded that Aurora's chief and deputy chief step down due to what Jurinski sees as the mismanagement of the Aurora Police Department. Fellow Aurora Council Member Juan Marcano says that public statement violated a city charter prohibiting councilors from interfering with appointed positions. Jurinski has denied any wrongdoing. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar gave a video State of the City address Monday. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that he focused in part on the economy.
Gratisar says last year's city sales tax numbers were up by 28%, and more than 660 new businesses got licenses.
2020 was a year of economic survival in Pueblo. In contrast, in 2021 was a year of economic development and growth.
Gratisar says Pueblo's in a once-in-a-lifetime boom, with three national home builders working on new subdivisions, along with expansions at both the Evraz Steel Mill and CS Wind Tower Plant. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway.